Hi everyone, so I'm going to discuss some stories that caught my eye in the last few days, and it seems like digital taxes on online firms could become the next frontier. So EU states, which have been discussing this for quite a long time, are also talking about sharing information now. And what's interesting is even Cambodia is talking about bringing in a digital sales tax. Now you might say it's not as easily enforceable for poor and low-income and lower middle-income countries to bring it in. But of course, they could work with regional partners. In other words, eventually, Cambodia could work with Malaysia, Singapore, and the ASEAN group in the same way the smaller European countries are working with the EU. And the interesting thing about that is, of course, it will be sold as, oh, this is a tax on Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and so on, like the BBC article below saying, oh, it's costing poor countries $3 billion. But then in reality, what will actually happen is it will start to affect all online firms. And the key thing about a lot of online firms is the reason they can offer consumers cheaper prices is they're online, they don't have to register in every country that they operate in. Whereas, of course, if they have to start doing that, all that will happen is the price will go up for the consumer. But, of course, it isn't sold like that because then the population wouldn't actually accept it. So it'll be sold very much on a tax justice basis, saying, oh, all these billionaires are really, really rich. It won't be mentioned that this will also affect many startups as well and general online firms. Beyond that, in terms of economic growth, now UK GDP is still rising, despite the fact there's a lockdown or at least restrictions in the UK, but it has slowed to a six-month low. But New Zealand, surprisingly, just like the US, has almost completely recovered from the crisis. People forget the US GDP is almost back to where it was. Now, some reports, like the article below, is actually saying that New Zealand has already recovered from the coronavirus. It might be a little bit down or slightly up, which is quite incredible. But we shouldn't rush into any kind of conclusion. So that means somebody should invest in the New Zealand stock market, or the way they've dealt with the crisis has necessarily been the best in the world, because most people don't think the US has done well when it comes to the virus, but their GDP growth has been pretty good. It's only gone down by about 3% so far this year, and it looks like it could recover by early mid next year. So we shouldn't read too much into this in terms of stock market investing and also the economy. When you look around the world, some countries in Europe that have done very well with the virus have had weak stock market performance. They've had, weak economic growth. There's been other countries that have done very poorly with the virus, like the US, where the stock market's done very well. So as I've said many times before, there isn't necessarily a correlation between economic growth, how countries deal with the virus, and also things like investing. All those things are separate domains. It is possible, especially in a digital world, which we were talking about before, for a country to do badly, both economically and in terms of the death rate when it comes to the virus, but the stock market to do very well. So I wouldn't rush into judgments about saying, oh, you know, you should put more assets into, say, for example, the New Zealand stock market or the Chinese stock market.